This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jorge A. Gonzalez. Date of birth, September the 2nd, 1978. Case ID number is 386-2676. Date of exam, August 18, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 9/2/1978. Identifying information. This is a 43-year-old married male with 5 children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back pain and injury. The claimant is presently unemployed and has been unemployed since January of 2021, where he worked in construction for 26 years. During that time, he worked 12 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and his wife is working. He is not receiving disability benefits at this time. History of allegations. Number one, back injury. The claimant states that in 2012, after lifting multiple heavy objects, he started to develop a lumbar sacral back pain, which consisted of a stabbing, pinching, jamming type of pressure pain located in the lumbar sacral back area. He states the pain would radiate down his right leg. The claimant went on to have surgery in November of 2018 with a discectomy and fusion to remove a herniated disc that was compressing his neuroforaminal tube. The claimant states that he had fair results and states that although he still has pain, he can now walk, which he wasn't able to do prior to the surgery. His limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, sit for 45 minutes, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, occasionally cooking, and feeding the chickens. He has no physician at this time and has not seen a chiropractor or received any kind of physical therapy. He is on no pain medications except for Tylenol, where he takes 1,000 milligrams, PRN is needed, but he states that it does not help with the pain. He did have one steroid injection, which did give him relief, but he states that it didn't last very long. He was diagnosed with a herniated disc of the lumbar sacral spine with compression of the foramen nerve and a discectomy and fusion performed to treat that condition. The claimant also states that he had an MRI performed which showed that he had scoliosis and a herniated disc. He denies any fractures, but states that he does have symptoms of swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that he feels daily. Other limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 15 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, squat, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, use a skillet, comma, button his clothes and lift approximately 15 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices he uses at this time. The claimant states that because of his back pain, he has difficulty in cleaning himself when he goes to the bathroom and bathing himself. Family history. The father is alive at 76 years of age and also has lumbar sacral back pain and knee problems. The mother is 69 years of age and has diabetes mellitus and hypertension. Medications. The claim is on Erbesostan, 150 milligrams QD for high blood pressure. Medical problems, hypertension, lumbar sacral back pain with herniated disc, treated with a discectomy and fusion. Back pain, major surgeries, discectomy and fusion of the lumbar sacral back area. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking one pack of cigarettes per day for 15 years. Alcohol, he denies any history of alcohol abuse. He denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.5 Fahrenheit, weight 209 pounds, height 5 feet 8 inches, BP 170 over 108 mmHg, heart rate 74 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 32. The claimant was notified of his high blood pressure and for the need to follow up with his family doctor. The claimant states that he was in pain during this examination. General, this is a 43-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and appears to be in mild distress, secondary to back pain. He appears also to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? To the Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/20, OS is 20/20, binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? There is a 8-centimeter vertical lumbar sacral scar, which appears to be intact, where a discectomy and fusion was performed. Could you please drop down to a cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, slow, but symmetric. Could you please drop down to after neurologic exam? X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, secondary to a herniated disc of the lumbar spine, which was removed with the discectomy and fusion. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields or in his vision. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbago. Probable diagnoses. Number one, back injury, with a history of herniated disc and discectomy, as well as a fusion, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant appears to have a normal physical exam, except for some spasms noted in the lumbar sacral back area. His condition is stable at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jorge A. Gonzalez.